morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Even though Valentine's Day ended yesterday, we wanted to play you our final Cupid Cow surprise that happened yesterday after the show. And it was great, okay? And
it might be my favorite of any
It is, because Cupid Cow, this is our final one. And by the way, we had more requests for Cupid Cow this week. You would have thought we were giving out, like, Justin Bieber meet and greet passes,
okay? You
thought
that he was Taylor Swift and she
exactly.
was making personal appearances.
So anyway, Cupid Cow went up to a preschool in Carmel yesterday. Sabrina's friend Samantha set all this up. And the best part, Cupid Cow was right outside Sabrina's office as she was teaching her class of, like, 20 of, like, 3- and 4-year-old kids, okay?
But she thought she was in on it, too. Like, she thought it wasn't even for, she thought it was for someone else, which is the best part.
Let me just say this. I feel bad for the children in all this to have to see Cupid Cow in his outfit. All right, here's what happened yesterday. Good morning, Sabrina.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Sabrina?
This is Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. How you doing? This is Kyle and Rachel on Radio
What's
Now 100.9.
Up?
Oh, my God.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
So I hear you're single.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I know that you think that we sent Cal for somebody in your building today, right?
Yes, I thought it was, wow, I got set up. Oh my God.
You did get set up. We can't send you on a cruise to Tahiti, but we can send you Cupid Cow to sing you a little Valentine's Day jingle. It's time for Cupid Cow to make
do
his
your
appearance.
Thing.
Is he in front of you yet, Sabrina?
He is in front of me.
What do you think of the outfit that he has on?
How do you like it?
I love it. He looks adorable.
Are all the 3- and 4-year-old kids running and hiding right now? I would. If I was 4 years old, I'd be getting out of there.
Oh, I know.
They're all looking at me like, what in the world is going on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'd be looking at you the same way. I looked the same way when I saw that outfit on you the first time.
Sabrina, happy Valentine's Day. This is our surprise for you. This is our gift to you.
Thank you.
Cupid Cow and a little Valentine's Day jingle for you.
I hope you know that these chairs are 4 inches tall and I have to sit on one of them.
Oh, they fit you perfectly, Cal.
Okay, here we go.
Sabrina, here's why you see me. I'm Cupid Cal. I just fell off that really super big love tree. Because I was doing my thing. And I was creeping on your Valentine's Day woes. And decided you don't need to worry about any of those men. And then there's a word that I can't say because we have little children in the room. I love you, Sabrina. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Sabrina, happy Valentine's Day. Hey, since there's little kids in the room, what was the line
the
we were trying?
The word was man-hose, so that's what he couldn't say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
For all of you listening, that was the word I couldn't say.
We needed to shield the little children's ears in this Valentine's Day rhyme.
They're not ready for all that just
all
yet.
They're all next to me. They're staring at me now.
Sabrina, happy Valentine's Day. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right, there we go. That was our final Valentine's Day surprise, courtesy of Cupid Cal.
That was so cute.
Cupid Cow, good job this week, by
Thank
the
you.
Way.
It was a blast. I had
was
a lot
it?
Of fun. I really
oh,
did.
We
fun.
Surprised a lot of single ladies. I think it was a success. Now it's time to retire for Cupid Cow for the entire year, okay?
I hope you girls enjoy it.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.